弟兄姐妹好。
Hello, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们又再一次在他面前享受他的恩典。
Thank the Lord that once again we can be in front of Him to enjoy His grace.
我们的主实在是好。
Our Lord is good.
好，那我们今天我们一同来读的这段经文是使徒行传八章一到八节。
So the passage that we're reading today is the book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 1 through 8.
如果我们有圣经的话，我想我们可以打开来一同来读。
If you have your Bibles, will you please open and we can read it together.
我们来有圣经的话，我们一起来读好吗？中英文都可以一起来。
Let's read together, whether in English or in Chinese.
前面这两行小朋友能不能够一起读？好，一起来。从这日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处。有虔诚的人把斯蒂凡埋葬了，为他捶胸大哭。扫罗却残害教会，进个人的家，拉着男女进下路监里。那些分散的人往各处去传道，腓力下撒玛利亚城去宣讲基督。众人听见了，又看见腓力所行的神迹，就同心合意地听从他的话，因为有许多人被污鬼附着，那些鬼大声喊叫，从他们身上出来，还有许多瘫痪的、瘸腿的都得了医治，在那城里就大有欢喜。我们一同来有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we thank and praise you.
谢谢你把我们从罪恶黑暗当中拯救出来。
Thank you for saving us out of sin and darkness.
让我们可以回到父的家，享受一切的恩爱。
So that we can return to the Father's house to enjoy His love.
也让我们在这个地上，我们有永恒的盼望。
And so that on this earth we may have eternal hope.
让我们不再过每天在地上吃土的日子。
And no longer live on our days of eating dirt.
我们乃是在天上。有家的人
but we are those who have a home in heaven.
我们有荣耀的家，荣耀的盼望。
We have a glorious home and a glorious hope.
都是因着你自己的恩典。
By your own grace.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank and praise you.
你把今天的话语交在你的手中。
And give these words into your hands.
圣灵在地上所行所记录的，我们求主再一次在我们的心里面帮我们打开。
May what the Holy Spirit had done and has recorded on earth be opened once again in our hearts.
祷告奉耶稣基督名祈求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们今天的这段经文可以大概分成两个小段。
The passage that we're reading today can be roughly broken into two.
第一节其实是一个总结。
The first verse is really a summary.
他就讲到接下来这七节经文，以致在往后的经文所发生的事情。
It describes what happens over these seven verses as well as what follows.
然后第二、第三这一小段呢，是一个小段。
And so, verses 2 and 3 are the first section.
我给他小标题叫做“大招”。迫害
and we can call it great persecution.
然后第四到第八就是另一个小段
and then verses 4 through 8 are the second.
我给它小标题是大有欢喜
and I call it great joy.
那当中又有两个人物在这两个小段里面 出现
There are two characters that appear in these verses.
一个是扫罗
One is Saul.
一个是腓力
The other is Philip.
好，我们现在从来读第一段。
So let's read the first section.
在第一段这个大遭迫害里面所描写的乃是一个让人非常沮丧 并且悲伤的一件情景。
In this section, talking about the great persecution, it is a time that causes great despair.
斯蒂凡为主殉道的那一天开始。
From the day that Stephen was martyred for the Lord,
整个耶路撒冷就掀起了一场风暴。
There was a storm in Jerusalem.
对着基督徒来讲，
for Christians,
那一天就好像成为两个世界的一个分界线。
That day became the demarcation line between two different worlds.
从五旬节开始到这一天，
from the Pentecost until that day,
门徒们好像坐上了属灵的直升机。
The disciples were like on a spiritual helicopter.
这个信仰在他们的生命跟生活当中带来极其大的改变。
This faith brought about great change in their faith and their lives.
他们当中很多人都变卖了他们的产业。
Many of them sold all they owned.
他们聚在一起生活。
And lived together.
凡物公用。
And shared all things in common.
各取所需。
And took what they needed.
没有人有缺乏的。
And no one needed for anything.
他们天天一起擘饼。
And every day they broke bread.
一起吃饭。
They ate.
相亲相爱。
And loved each other.
这是多么美好的图画。
What a beautiful image.
我们当中有一些喜欢去露营的弟兄姐妹。
Some of us who like to camp.
过去几年我们都在暑假一起约了去郊外过几天露营的生活。
And over the past few years, we've had organized camping trips.
那我们过的那个生活呢，就有一点点像耶路撒冷当时弟兄姐妹的那个样子。
And our activities during that time are kind of similar to what the brothers and sisters in Jerusalem were like.
车子开到营地了，大人们就一起忙着搭营地。
And we get to the campsite, and all the adults set up the campsite.
那小孩呢就满营地接群乱跑。
And the kids will run around all together around the campsite.
他们有时候帮忙捡捡树枝。
Sometimes they help pick up some sticks.
有时候一起捣乱。
Other times make trouble together.
到了白天的时候，大人一起上山去走走。
And during the day, adults would go hike a bit.
有的下海打鱼。
Some would go fish.
那到了黄昏的时候，有的烤肉，有的就杀鱼。
And in the afternoon, some would be on the grill, others would be cleaning fish.
吃完晚饭之后，大家在篝火旁烤着火，喝着咖啡。
And after dinner, everyone would sit around a fire drinking coffee.
我们一起分享生活的喜与悲。
And share about the joys and sadness of life.
我们也分享在主里面的恩典和学习。
And share about our learnings in the Lord.
到了主日的早上，我们一起擘饼，一起聚会。
On the Lord's day, we would break bread and worship together.
多高兴啊。
How joyous that is.
就算蚊子多了一些，这个公共厕所没那么干净。
Even if there are too many mosquitoes and the public toilets are not that clean.
但是大家也不介意。
We don't mind so much.
我们有彼此的一起，我们就喜乐，我们就享受。
When we're together, we can enjoy and our being together.
那我们可是每年才搞那么一次。
And we only do this about once a year.
但是当时的耶路撒冷的弟兄姐妹就每天都过这样的生活。
But the brothers and sisters at the time, they were living this kind of life every day.
并且呢，那段时间没过几天，他们当中就会出现一些震撼社会的事件。
And at that time, every couple of days, they would have something happen that would shake the entire world.
如果当时有什么纽约时报啊，或者是华盛顿邮报啊，
if there was the New York Times or the Washington Post,
或者什么电视新闻啊，
or televised news,
可能没几天就会有这样子的标题出现，头条。
every once in a while there would be this headline.
可不可以给我们打一张来看?
Can we have an example?
这个图画有点小啊。突发，我们当中有个新社区。
Breaking news, there is a new community.
是一个乌托邦的世界。
It's a utopia.
他们凡物公用，天天开趴。
And they everything shared every part every day party day.
他们说是有基督的爱在他们的当中。
And they say it's the love of Christ is among them.
然后过不了几天，又有另一个头条出现了。
And a few days later, there will be another headline.
美门奇迹。
The miracle of the beautiful gate.
那个生有一个生来在生来瘸腿在美门讨饭的那一个人，突然间可以跑能跳又能唱歌。
A man who was lame from birth can all of a sudden jump up and praise and run.
你看这些事情在当时肯定是头条。
And these things at the time must have been headline news.
在今天也是。
And even today.
那下一张。
The next one.
彼得、约翰、使徒们，他们拒绝了公会的要求。
Peter and John and they rejected the requirements of the Sanhedrin.
他们有一句 soundbite.
There is a soundbite.
顺从神不顺从人是应当的。
That it is right to obey God rather than men.
他们向着当时最高权力机关公会 say no.
They said no to, they rejected the highest religious authority of the day.
他们不愿意停止传讲耶稣。
They were not willing to stop preaching Jesus.
然后过几天又来了，另一个头条。
And then another few days pass and another headline.
三千、五千，哇，这么多人都在信耶稣。
So many people are believing in Jesus.
连祭司这些本来反对的人也信了。
Even these priests who originally opposed them have believed.
这个简直是把整个宗教世界震撼的。
This turns the religious world upside down.
这些都是好令人兴奋的头条。
These are all exciting headline news.
基督的福音像火一样在那里燃烧。
And the gospel of Christ are burning there like fire.
让人的生命得着改变。
For men's lives to be changed.
脱离僵化的宗教的捆绑。
And to turn away from the bondage of religion.
活在悔改的喜乐的当中。
To live in the joy of repentance.
但是同时也开始在发生了一些的事情。
And at the same time, some things have been happening.
接下来的头条就给我们看到社会的阴暗处有一些的暗涌。
And the headline,The next headline shows us there are some darkness.
使徒们的信息是震撼并且强烈的。
The message of the apostles are strong.
在他们的神迹，在他们的聚集当中，他们一直在讲一件事情。
In their gathering and in their preaching, they keep talking about one thing.
你们把神所赐给我们的弥赛亚谋杀了。
You've murdered the Messiah that God has given us.
那位耶稣就是弥赛亚。
Jesus is the Messiah.
公会所有的会众，所有的以色列民，我们当时一起把这位要来救我们的主钉在十字架上了。
The Sanhedrin, all of the Israelites, all of Israel, we all together crucified Messiah.
而且这个信息不是一次，不是两次，是每次他们都在传讲。
And this message was not preached once or twice, but every single time.
更可怕的是，使徒们他们行的神迹是无可否认的真实。
And even worse was their miracles that they were performing were undeniable.
他们所说的，有神来好像帮他们站台。
And as they say, it seems like God is on their side.
公会领袖开始受到越来越大的压力。
The Sanhedrin, the leaders of the Sanhedrin, were under more and more pressure.
他们面对一个抉择。
They faced the decision.
要不他们就接受使徒的信息，说悔改，接受这位耶稣做救主。
Whether to repent and accept the preaching of the apostles
因为
and accept the Savior.
使徒的信息不只是指出他们的错误，而且给他们有悔改的机会。
Because the message of the apostles was not only pointing out their mistakes, but also giving them a path to repentance.
那个信息讲得非常清楚，不要担心，这位耶稣也是为你而死，能够赦免你。
Because their message was very clear that this Jesus, don't worry, he also died for your sins and can save you.
这些公会的领袖需要做一个选择。
So the leaders in the Sanhedrin needed to make this decision.
他们有另外一个选择，他们就是要把这个刚刚开始成型的教会把它饿死。
Or the alternative is to strangle this newborn church.
最后，公会终于做了这个决定。
And in the end, the Sanhedrin made this decision.
下一个头条。
The next headline.
他们决定用污蔑并且杀害他们当中的一个领袖斯蒂凡。
So they killed one of the leaders of the church.
并且宣称说罪名成立，这个人是要毁坏圣所摩西律法的什么。
And declared and convicted him of destroying and blaspheming the law of Moses and the temple.
他们狠下心，放手一搏。
And so they hardened their hearts and made this determination.
结果他们成功了。
And they succeeded.
他们发现他们有足够的势力和支持来对基督徒迫害。
They realized they had enough influence to persecute the Christians.
他们对着基督徒开展了社会性清零的工作。
And they began a program of genocide among the Christians.
第二节告诉我们，当时有虔诚的人把斯蒂凡埋葬了。
And the Bible tells us that the devout buried Stephen.
为他捶胸大哭。
And made great lamentation over him.
圣灵在记载这一节的时候，他用的是虔诚人，他没有用门徒或者信奉这道的人。
The Bible, the Spirit, when recording this, said devout men, not necessarily those believers or disciples.
所以很大的可能性是这些埋葬斯蒂凡的人，他们不是基督徒。
So it's likely that these men who buried Stephen were not necessarily Christians.
另外，在当时，如果一个被判健忘罪而被处决的人呢？
And so, at the time when someone was executed for blasphemy,
是不允许有人为他们的死哀哭的。
They were not allowed to be lamented over.
所以这些虔诚人是冒着一个极大的危险来埋葬，来为斯蒂凡哀哭。
So these men actually faced great danger for burying and making lamentation over Stephen.
这个好像给我们看到，在耶路撒冷的社会当中，是不是所有的犹太人都同意把斯蒂凡杀死？
This allows us to see that in the society of Jerusalem, not all Jews were willing to kill Stephen.
但是很明显的就是那些要迫害基督徒的人占了上风。
But clearly, the ones who wanted to persecute Christians were in the majority.
你知道吗？斯蒂凡的血，他的死就好像在充布满鲨鱼的海里滴下来的第一滴血。
The blood of Stephen was like a drop in shark-infested waters.
就把那些鲨鱼的嗜血性全部引爆。
And completely initiated the bloodlust of all these sharks.
从那天开始，爆发了第一次历史上的对基督徒的大规模的迫害。
And this began the first great persecution of Christians.
这个迫害不是只是来自于宗教领袖了。
And this persecution did not just arise out of religious leaders.
而是社会上面有一定规模的保守犹太人参与。
And some secular, conservative Jewish people participated.
其实这一个反对不是现在才开始。
And this kind of opposition did not just begin.
自从主耶稣在地上开始工作的时候，这个反对势力就已经开始。
This opposition force has been there since Jesus began to work on earth.
哪里有神的工作，哪里就有仇敌要来破坏，要来毁灭。
Where there is God's work, there the enemy will oppose it.
他没出现，只是因为他还在等候机会。
When it's not obvious, it's because it's still awaiting an opportunity.
所以今天如果在我们的当中，神有恩典，他的工作能够在我们当中展开。
So if today God has grace upon us and His work can spread among us.
可以肯定的是，仇敌一定要开始在我们当中开始破坏的工作。
I can assure you the enemy will work to oppose.
相反，如果我们发现我们都是岁月美好。
On the contrary, if all things are going great,
我们可能反而要小心一点。
We should be careful.
我们是不是还让神在我们当中自由的工作，自由的运行呢？
Are we still permitting God to work freely among us?
还是我们只活在自己的享乐，自己的享受当中呢？
Or are we just living in our own enjoyment?
所以这个反对，这个迫害，刚刚好反证神的工作是非常的真实。
And so this persecution testifies to the truth of God's work.
第三节就开始讲到的是在迫害基督徒当中最为突出的一个人。
And verse 3 begins to talk about someone who is a standout among those who persecuted Christians.
就是扫罗，也就是信主之前的使徒保罗。
Which was Saul, who was pre-Christian, or Paul, prior to becoming Christian.
扫罗对着犹太教极其热衷。
And so Saul was a very fervent believer in Judaism.
他是最严谨的法利赛门派加玛列门下的学生。
And he was a student of Gamaliel, who was the most strict Pharisee sect.
乃是法利赛人当中的法利赛人。
He was a Pharisee of Pharisees.
很可能斯蒂凡的死对他有极大的启发。
And so Stephen's death had a great inspiration for him.
因为在杀害斯蒂凡的那个时候，他只是围观，他没有参与。
When they were killing Stephen, he was just a bystander.
然后斯蒂凡死了之后，圣经描写他喜悦这件事情。
After Stephen died, Saul, the Bible says, approved of his execution.
好像那个的斯蒂凡的死成为一个的开端，让扫罗以后以行动来证明他对神的那个忠心。
As if this is a beginning, a point of beginning for.Paul, for Saul to prove his faithfulness to God.
第三节用了一个词，残害。
Verse 3 uses the word ravaging.
那个原文是 ravage.
It's ravaging.
就是描写野兽撕裂它的猎物的那个的凶残。
Describing the kind of viciousness, as if a wild beast tearing apart its food.
《使徒行传》神所使用的这个作者路加，他是保罗一个亲密的同工。
The author of the book of Acts that the Holy Spirit used was Luke, who was a close co-worker of Paul.
我们几乎可以肯定保罗亲口告诉大过他这一段的事情。
We can be fairly certain that Paul had told Luke about his history.
很可能残害这个词也是从保罗的口中亲自口述而来。
And it's likely that even this word ravaging might have come from Paul's own mouth.
因为保罗在无论是加勒太书，在后面使徒行传二十六章里面，他口述他自己这段历史的时候，他也是用了类似这样子一个词。
Because when Paul tells this chapter of his own history, in whether it's in the book of Galatians or later in the book of Acts in chapter 26, he uses similar words.
保罗用这个词表达的是他自己当时的那种的心胸，那种残暴的状态。
The word he uses shows his own violence at that time.
他进入基督徒的当中，就像狼进入羊群一样。
He enters among Christians as if a wolf among sheep.
进行撕裂杀害。
He tears them apart.
没有一点怜悯，没有一点同情。
Without any mercy, without any empathy.
我们现在读这段历史，我们觉得扫罗和犹太人对基督的迫害跟我们比较有点距离。
Today we hear this and we think that Saul and the Jewish people's persecution of Christians is a little far from us.
跟我们比较接近的类似这样子的迫害就是文革期间。
Closer in time to us, that similar to this kind of persecution was during the Cultural Revolution.
全国各地都有好多基督徒被因着信仰被红卫兵迫害。
Many people were persecuted by the Red Guard for their faith.
他们抄家，他们批斗、武斗。
Their homes were searched and they were taken to meetings.
不仅是对家庭、对经济有掠夺的行为。
Not just destroying their families and their economics.
并且是在精神、在肉体上残害他们，以致死亡都有发生。
But torture them physically and mentally, even to the point of death.
有的为了要逼父母，逼这个家庭的父母否认耶稣。
And some, in order to force parents of one household to renounce Christ.
他们把他们的小孩也一同的伤害、杀害。
They harmed their children.
你如果去读一读这些记载，你就会发现何等的痛心。
If you read about these records, you will find how troubling it is.
你现在还能碰上一些活着当时经历过那一段黑暗时期的人。
Today you can still encounter some of the folks who had gone through that.
所以保罗用残害这个词，也同时描写了当时基督徒的那个的无助。
And so using the word ravaged, we can see also Paul describing the helplessness of Christians.
这些基督徒像羊在狼面前一样无力。
These Christians are like sheep before a wolf that were helpless.
在地上没有政府，没有势力，没有法律可以保护他们。
No government, no power, no laws could protect them.
求助无门。
They had nowhere to go for help.
我们去看保罗在他写的书信当中，每一次讲到这一段历史的时候。
We see that when Paul was writing, every time he talked about this chapter of his history,
我们都可以感受他里面的那个懊悔。
We can see his regret.
他里面的那个伤痛。
And the pain inside of him.
他伤害弟兄姐妹。
He harmed brothers and sisters.
他里面也受到自伤害痛苦。
And he was harmed himself in his pain.
他称呼自己是罪人中的罪魁。
And he called himself a sinner among sinners.
那个不是一个谦虚的称号。
It's not out of humility.
乃是他实实在在的承认，他知道自己真的就是一个罪魁。
Rather, he acknowledged that he was a sinner among sinners.
所以当他认识主之后。
So when he came to know the Lord.
他生命的深处，他经历到恩典。
From the depths of his life, he experienced grace.
他知道基督的赦免是真实的，并且是完全的。
He knew that the forgiveness of Christ was complete and perfect.
他第一手的经历基督的爱是何等的真实，何等的长阔高深。
And he firsthand experienced how deep and wide and true Christ's love is.
所以他在讲到自己是罪人中的罪魁的时候，
So when he describes himself as a sinner among sinners,
他更能够感受到的是基督的恩典和爱是何等的奇妙。
what he can feel even more strongly is how amazing Christ's love was.
连这样的罪魁也能得到赦免,
that such a sinner may be forgiven.
能成为神自己的儿女,
and can become God's own child.
并且神能够使用他成为,
and God, that God can use him to be a precious vessel.
对于当时的基督徒,
for Christians of the day, this was a difficult time.
圣经没有记载, 任何记载, 关于这位他们所信靠的主有给他们的任何的帮助。
The Bible does not describe any assistance that the God that they believe in helped that gave them.
这位他们所信赖的主耶稣没有拯救他们脱离这些逼迫。
The Lord Jesus that they loved and believed in did not give them any assistance.
我们可以想象，当斯提凡被逮捕的那一天开始， 教会一定是迫切为他祷告。
We can imagine that when the day came Stephen was arrested, the church must have prayed fervently for them.
我们也可以想象，当扫罗挨家挨户去捕捉基督徒的时候，弟兄姐妹也肯定是迫切的祷告。
And we can imagine when Saul went house to house persecuting Christians, everyone must have prayed very fervently.
当基督徒的家庭当中，父母在孩子面前被逮捕、被抓走的时候，
and when Christian parents were being taken away in front of their kids.
孩子们也可能向这位主祈求拯救。
The kids may also have prayed and pleaded for them.
使徒们之前都有被抓到监牢的经历。
The apostles had the experience of being arrested.
我们的主也甚至派了天使把他们从监狱奇迹地释放。
And our Lord had miraculously freed them using angels.
我们的主可以叫生来瘸腿的人站起来行走跳跃。
Our Lord can allow a man lame from birth to jump up in joy.
甚至我们的主使用彼得的影子也能够医治病人。
And the Lord is able to use even the shadow of Peter to heal the sick.
但是在这个最艰难的时刻里面，
but in this most difficult time,
这位主好像隐藏了。
This Lord is as if he is hidden.
他好像沉默了。
It's as if he is silent.
很可能我们今天在这里的基督徒也在问， 难道我们的主不理我们了吗？
And perhaps some Christians here today may ask, is our Lord not responding to us anymore?
当时有弟兄姐妹可能有这样的问题。
Some brothers and sisters may have had this question back then.
在我们今天 经历在地上生命当中的难处的时候，
today, as we experience the difficulties on this earth,
有一些事情是非常难以忍受，
some things are very hard to endure,
有些事情是难以明白，
some things are hard to understand,
我们是不是里面也发出这样子的问题呢？
Do we have this question as well?
主啊，你在哪里呢？
Lord, where are you?
上个礼拜在湾区有个华人教会发生的枪击事件。Last
week, in the Bay Area, there was a shooting in a Christian in a Chinese church.
有一位弟兄被杀死。A
brother died.
有几位弟兄被枪伤严重。And
many were wounded.
我们当中也有弟兄姐妹的亲人出了车祸。And
there are brothers and sisters among us who have had car accidents.
弟兄姐妹，这些事情是非常沉痛的遭遇。
These are difficult circumstances.
虽然跟耶路撒冷的受到的迫害不能够直接相比。
Even though it's not directly comparable to the persecution that the church in Jerusalem experienced.
但是我们的心里面都会发出类似同样的问题，主啊，你为什么沉默呢？
But in our hearts, we might have the same kind of question, Lord, why are you silent?
我们要认识这段教会蒙受苦难，我们要认识这个时期，我们需要稍微退一步，回顾一下。To
understand this time, we need to take a step back.
在第七章55节里面讲到斯蒂凡被杀之前，
In chapter 7, verse 55, it describes before Stephen was stoned.
斯蒂凡在死之前, 他被圣灵充满,
he was full of the Holy Spirit before he died.
他看到在神的荣耀当中,
he saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
新约圣经有16处经文提到基督在神的右边。
There are 16 occurrences in the New Testament where it describes Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
神的右边坐在宝座上是代表基督是王。
Seated at the right hand of God describes Christ is king.
但是大部分的这些的经文讲的都是基督乃是坐在宝座上。
But in most of these occurrences, it describes Jesus being seated at the right hand of God.
今天这一处的经，七章五十五节的这个经文是唯一一次讲到基督站在宝座的神的右边。
So of all of those occurrences, chapter 7, verse 55 is the only place where it describes Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
一个王为什么不坐在宝座上呢？
Why would a king not sit?
圣经你去回顾记载一些王，当他们站着的时候是什么情况呢？
And so, how does the Bible describe situations where a king stands?
通常是有可能是他们极其的愤怒。
And oftentimes it's when they are enraged.
也有更多的其他的情况是因为他们非常的尊重有一位来到他见他面的这个人。
And many times it is because they respect immensely the one who comes before them.
或者他很关切这个人。
Or they care for them very much.
当斯蒂凡要为耶稣基督殉道的时候,
when Stephen was about to be martyred for Jesus Christ,
他看到这位爱他的主,
he saw this Lord who loved him.
站在宝座的前面。
Stood by the throne.
这是我们的主对他的身体，他的跟随他的人的那个迫切的关切。
This is the care that our Lord has for those who follow him.
非常明显的是，这个迫害是主所容许的。
Very clearly, this persecution is permitted by the Lord.
他也没有出手拯救斯蒂凡在地上的生命。
And he did not reach out his hand to save the life of Stephen on earth.
但是他的圣灵充满斯蒂凡。But
his Holy Spirit filled him.
给他安慰,
comforted him.
给他平安, 给他喜乐,
gave him peace and joy.
给他荣耀的盼望,
gave him great hope.
虽然主是沉默的,
even though our Lord is silent,
但是他在宝座上站起来。
He stood at the throne.
这个意象给斯蒂凡的意象所表达的是神对他在地上受苦的身体切身的痛。This
vision given to Stephen describes his pain for his body on earth.
这个意象是给那些在苦难当中的基督徒极大的安慰。And
this vision gave those Christians in difficulty great encouragement.
这个意象也和后来大马色的意象是吻合的。And
this vision aligns with the vision on the road to Damascus.
当主向扫罗显现的时候，他说，
When the Lord appeared to Saul,
扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
He said, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
当他的门徒在地上受迫害的时候，天上的这位主是有切身之痛。When
the church on earth is being persecuted, the Lord in heaven is feeling that personal pain.
我想在那段时间里面遭受迫害的基督徒，他们的心情就是要在这样的复杂的当中经历。
I imagine that Christians in those difficult times are passing their days in this kind of conflicted emotion.
他们有这个从经过斯蒂凡而来的意象。 给他们的安慰,
they have the comfort of this vision that came through Stephen.
但他们也在承受着地上的身体、家庭的苦难。
And they're also enduring the difficulties on the earth and in their families.
他们在经历着信心的考验。
They are being tested in their faith.
弟兄姐妹，我们每一个人都是主用宝血所买来的。
Brothers and sisters, each of us is purchased by our Lord and with His precious blood.
在任何的环境当中，我们的主都没有撇弃我们。
In any situation, the Lord will not forsake us.
他有时行动，有时沉默。
Sometimes He acts, sometimes He is silent.
他把最好的要赏赐给他的身体。
But He will give the best to His body.
我们深信日子如何，力量也必如何。
And we trust that how our days are, our strength will be likewise.
好，刚才所讲的是第一段。
That was the first section.
在第二段，信息好像就有一个大的转折。
In the second section, there seems to be a great turning point.
大有欢喜。
A great joy.
第四节里面讲到那些分散的人往各处去传道。
Verse 4 says, those who were scattered went about preaching the word.
在他们门徒被迫离开耶路撒冷的家。
When the disciples were forced to leave their homes in Jerusalem.
他们无论跑到哪里，福音就被传到哪里。
Wherever they went, the gospel was being preached there.
包括了这里所讲的犹太地和撒玛利亚
including the places described here, Judea and Samaria.
然后第五到第八节就给我们讲到撒玛利亚得到福音的经过。
And verses 5 through 8 tell us about Samaria receiving the gospel.
第四节给我们一个非常奇妙的对差。
Verse 7 tells us a great contrast.
就是难民与好消息。
Is a terrible people and a
refugee,
or refugees and a good people and good news.
最近如果你注意新闻，乌克兰那边的战争状况的时候
，If you paid attention to the news and know about Ukrainian refugees,
上百万的难民逃离家园。
Hundreds of thousands of refugees are leaving their homes.
你看那些新闻，那些访问报道。
If you look at the news and the interviews,
你看到的都是忧伤。
You see a lot of sorrow.
你看到的就是眼泪。
You see tears.
他们的家园成为废墟。
Their homes have become rubble.
有的家人丧失家人。
And they've lost their families.
即使他们有人有国家安顿了他们。
Even though they have a home, a country to take them in.
但你可以看到他们里面没有平安。
But you can see that they have no peace.
And 有很多调查报道告诉我们。
And there's some studies that tell us.
他们不只是需要物质的帮助。
They don't just need material support.
他们当中人有很多人需要精神和心理上面的医治。
A lot of them need mental and psychological help.
世界上有战争难民，有经济难民，政治难民。
In the world, there are refugees because of war, because of economics, and because of politics.
无论是哪一种难民
，regardless of what kind of refugees they are，
难民与好消息都是风牛马不及的事情。
These are they all strike a stark contrast to.Good news.
但是今天我们读的这一段经文里面讲到这些难民呢
，But in this passage that we're reading today, this refugees being talked about here,
却是完全不同。
They are utterly different.
第四节里面的这个是翻译成传道。
In verse 4, the word that's translated as preaching.
你去看有一些其他的翻译，他们翻的比较接近原文用的那个词。
If you look at some other translations that are closer to the original.
是讲到他们乃是在宣布好消息。
They are rather described as spreading the glad tidings.
你看，扫罗和犹太人对他们的逼迫，严厉到一个地步，他们要背井离乡。
The persecution of the Jewish people and Saul is so severe that they need to leave their homes.
但是你碰到这一帮人的时候，你会发现什么事情呢
？But when you encounter these people, what would you find?
他们急着要告诉你一些事情。
That they are very fervently wanting to tell you about something.
啊，不是告诉他们，他不是要告诉你他的环境，遭遇有多悲惨。
not to tell you about how terrible their circumstances were.
他们乃是急着告诉你说，哎，我信的耶稣有多么多么的好。
Rather, they wanted to tell you that they've believed in Jesus and how great it is.
我们的生命里面是充满的感恩，充满的祝福。
Our lives are full of gratefulness and blessing.
并且他们希望，极其的希望你跟他们一样。
And they want you to be like them.
接受这位耶稣。
To receive this Christ.
他们不需要你的安慰。
They don't need your comfort.
他们反而要把安慰带给你。
Rather, they will bring comfort to you.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个何等奇妙的对差。
Brothers and sisters, what a great contrast this is.
他们不是难民。
They're not refugees.
他们是传好消息的人。
They are bringers of good news.
他们是传让人喜乐的消息的人。
They are those who bring news that cause joy.
好像神给人的那个生命是可以超越现实的限制。
The life that God gives can exceed the limits of reality.
这一帮人的生活当中，生命当中是何等的真实。
It is so true in this group of people.
有一本书非常出名，叫做《暗示之后》。
There is a book that is very famous called After the
Queen of Dark Chamber.
Oh, Queen of the Dark Chamber.
那位记载的那位蔡淑娟姐妹
describes a sister.
她从41岁开始就因为疾病，她不能离开，不能见到太阳光，不能见到光。
Because of an illness after the age of 40, she was unable to tolerate any light.
她有手有脚，但却跟没有一样。
She could move about, but it was as if she could not.
因为他每天都到待在那个房间，是不透光的房间。
Because every day she needed to remain in this pitch dark room.
我们看他就觉得他是被囚禁在一个暗室的里面。
And we look at her as if she is imprisoned in this dark room.
但是成千上万的人来探望他的时候
，But when thousands upon thousands of people came to visit,
都不觉得他们在跟一位不幸的人讲话。
They don't feel like they're speaking to someone who is unfortunate.
相反，他成为他们的安慰，成为他们的鼓励。
But rather, she became their comfort and their encouragement.
他曾经这样说。
She had once said,
床榻不是我的监狱。
The bed is not my prison.
乃是我受训的学校。
But the school on which I'm schooled.
圣灵是我的导师。
The Holy Spirit is my teacher.
访客是我的功课。
Visitors are my lesson.
这是真实的生命。
This is a true life.
她就住在 Lancaster.
She lived in Lancaster.
到94岁离开。
Until she passed away at 94.
她的口述、写的书、写的见证。
Her testimony, what she'd written,and the testimony she'd written
成为多少基督徒的帮助和鼓励
have become a help and encouragement to so many Christians.
同样这个生命
this same life
也在你跟我的里面
is within us.
接下来后面这几节就讲到在撒玛利亚所发生的事情
and these following verses describe what happened in Samaria.
圣灵记载了这一批逃难的基督徒当中的其中一位
The Holy Spirit describes one of these refugees.
腓力是那七位管饭食的其中一位执事。
Philip was one of the seven deacons.
他是一位满有圣灵的人。
He was someone full of the Spirit.
意思就是说他与圣灵保持同步的一个人。
Meaning he was someone who is in step with the Holy Spirit.
当他逃离耶路撒冷的时候，神带领他来到撒玛利亚。
When he escaped from Jerusalem, the Holy Spirit brought him to Samaria.
撒玛利亚就在加利利和犹太地中间，夹在中间。
Samaria is between Galilee and Judea.
他们与犹太人这么靠近，但却不相往来。
They are so close to the Judeans, and yet they don't interact
Jewish
much.
People. Yeah. 在公元前七百多年，以色列的北国被亚述帝国灭亡。
About 700 BC, when the northern kingdom of Israel was annihilated by the Assyrians.
北边帝国就是以撒玛利亚这一块地为主要地方。
And the north kingdom, was primarily the land of Samaria.
亚述帝国把那里的基督的犹太人以色列人迁徙放逐到其他的亚述帝国的其他地方。
And the Assyrians took the Jewish people of the people there and scattered them around the kingdom.
然后又把其他的地方的外族人迁到撒玛利亚这个地方。
And moved people from elsewhere to this land of Samaria.
所以在这个地方留下的犹太人以色列人就跟外族通婚。
And so the Israelites who were left in this land intermingled with the Gentiles.
所以这个撒玛利亚地到了今天那个时候，在耶稣的那个时代，里面住满的就是一些混杂、不纯血统的犹太人。
And so at that time, the people who were dwelling in the land of Samaria were people of impure blood.
所以犹太人非常的看不起撒玛利亚人。
Which is why the Jews were very dismissive of Samaria.
不仅血统不纯，他们的信仰也掺杂了很多拜偶像的东西。
Not only did they think their blood was impure, but they also had idolatrous things in their religion.
犹太人有两句话可以显露他们对撒玛利亚人的鄙视。
Their dismissiveness of Samarians. Can be described in two of their phrases.
他们说，如果你吃撒玛利亚人为你预备的饭食，就等于你在吃猪肉。
They believe that if you ate something prepared for you by a Samaritan, it would be as if you ate pork.
吃猪肉是犹太人极其憎恶的一件事情。
And this is something that was very despised by Jewish people.
所以呢，第二句话是说，是一个祷告。
And the second is a prayer.
他说，主啊，求你。在复活的日子，不要纪念撒玛利亚人。
It says, Lord, in the day of your coming, do not remember the Samaritans.
所以在这种背景底下，神把福音借着腓力带到他们当中。
In this kind of a background, the Holy Spirit, God through Philip, brought the gospel to them.
这是神极其特别的一个工作。
This is such a special work of God.
神爱这些撒玛利亚的人。
God loved these Samaritans.
这些血统信仰都不纯正的人。
These people whose blood and whose religion are both impure.
被犹太的精英、犹太普通的人都看不起的人。
Who are despised by the best and the worst of Israel.
但神爱他们。
And God loved them.
借着耶路撒冷大逼迫，神要来拯救撒玛利亚人。
Through the great persecution in Jerusalem, God saved the Samaritans.
第二节讲的是腓力说他到了那里所宣讲的就是基督。
And then it goes on to say that Philip proclaimed to them the Christ.
腓力的信息非常简单，就是耶稣基督。
Philip's message was very clear, was the Christ.
第三节里面讲到的是众人对于腓力的信息的反应。
And then it describes, the next verse describes what the crowd's reaction to Philip was.
圣经这样说，他们是同心合意的听从他的话。
The Bible says they, with one accord, paid attention to what was being said by Philip.
对福音这样的反应，这样的记载，非常罕有。
It was very rare to have this kind of a recording of people's reaction to the gospel.
所以我们其实可以知道我们的神一直在预备撒玛利亚人来接受福音。
And so we can know that God had been preparing the Samaritans to receive the gospel.
有可能就是主耶稣还在地上的时候，那一个特别跑去撒玛利亚去传福音的那一次的经历所预备的。
Maybe it was the experience of when Jesus was on earth, especially going to Samaria to preach.
对撒玛利亚人来说，这个信息非常简单。
For Samaritans, the message is simple.
耶稣就是基督。
Jesus is the Christ.
那位曾经来到你们当中与你们谈论的耶稣，他死了并且复活。
The Jesus who came among you once and spoke with you now has died and has risen again.
你们接受他，你们就能够脱离罪恶、罪恶和黑暗权势的捆绑。
If you accept him, you can depart from the bondage of sin.
这里描写了说，他们听了腓力的话，并且看见腓力所行的神迹，他们就信了。
And so here it says that they heard him and saw the signs that he did, and they believed.
腓力，如果你回去读，他被拣选做执事的时候，他不行神迹的。
If you remember in the when he was chosen to be a deacon, he did not perform miracles.
就是第六章里面讲到的，很明显只讲清楚一个，就是示例法，他有行神迹的能力。
In chapter 6, it was very clear that there was one exception that Stephen performed miracles.
直到今天，当腓力把福音带到撒玛利亚的时候，他突然神给他有能力行神迹。
Now, when Philip brought the gospel to Samaria, God gave him the ability to do miracles.
第七节告诉我们说，这里有许多的人被鬼附。
Verse 7 says there are many unclean spirits.
在往后的经文，我们会读到这里是黑暗势力极其猖狂的一个地方。
Later, we will find that this is a place that the forces of darkness is very strong.
神按着他的智慧，按着他的主权，他决定什么时候用什么方式帮助这样的人。
By his power and by his sovereignty, God determines who to help and when.
我们看到的是神迹不是，神迹是为了神的工作。
And we see that the miracles were performed for God's work.
不是为了我们的满足。
Not for our own satisfaction.
更不是神要我们去追求的东西。
And also not something that we were to pursue.
其实看到这里，我们可以看到非常有恩典的事情。
And here we can see something that is very, that shows us a lot of grace.
就是你跟我，我们愿意服侍主的时候。
Is that when you and I are willing to serve the Lord?
我们不需要担心说我有没有这个智识，有没有这个恩赐来服侍主。
We don't need to worry about do I have this wisdom or do I have this knowledge and
这些都不是我们需要担心的事情。
This is not something that we need to worry about.
我们只要愿意与圣灵同步。
We only need to worry about being in step with the Holy Spirit.
他带我们到哪里做什么，我们就跟从。
Where he leads us to do whatever we follow.
神就能使用你跟我。
And God can use you and I.
我们所需要的，无论是恩赐能力，神按着他的主权会做，这赏赐给我们。
Whatever we need, whether it's gifts or ability, God will give to us.
按着他的计划成全他的心意。
By his plan, accomplish his will.
到了最后第八节，这里讲到说，那个城里就大有欢喜。
Until verse 8, it says, so there was much joy in that city.
大有欢喜。
There was much joy.
不是欢喜，乃是大有欢喜。
Not just joy, but much joy.
有人形容撒玛利亚人在这个时候的欢喜，就像浪子的故事当中的。
And some people describe the joy of the Samaritans as if the joy of the prodigal son.
流浪在外的浪子回到家的那个情形。
And the situation when the prodigal son returned home.
父亲把最好的衣服给他穿上。
The father gave him the best clothes.
把代表儿子的地位的戒指给他戴上。
Gave him the ring that represented his status as the son.
杀了肥牛猪来和大家一起的欢喜。
And slaughtered fattened calves to enjoy with everyone.
这城里大有欢喜。
So there was much joy in that city.
的确那一天
It's true.
不只是撒玛利亚人大有欢喜。
That day not only was there much joy among the Samaritans.
我们在天上的父亲也是大有欢喜。
Our heavenly Father was also in much joy.
因为这流浪在外的儿子今天回家了。
Because the prodigal son had returned.
最后我们有一点点总结。
And finally, let's summarize.
这段的经文是以斯蒂凡的血和大劈坡开始。
This passage begins with the blood of Stephen and a great persecution.
以撒玛利亚城里面的大有欢喜结束。
And ends with the great joy in the city of Samaria.
这实在是给我们有极大的反思。
And this gives us great food for thought.
前半段的经文乃是耶路撒冷的乌托邦被拆毁。
The first part of this passage is the utopia in Jerusalem being dismantled.
那个很欢乐有形的聚集好像被毁掉。
The joyous gathering seemed to have been destroyed.
教会好像被打败了，溃不成军了。
It seemed like the church had been defeated and scattered.
我们的仇敌也以为他成功了。
And our enemy believes he has succeeded.
他以为神失败了。
He believes that God had failed.
但是当我们读到这第八节的时候，这里的大有欢喜。
But as we read in verse 8, this great joy.
我们就能够看到神工作的奇妙。
We can see the amazingness of God's work.
福音不再只限制于耶路撒冷城。
The gospel is no longer limited to the bounds of Jerusalem.
福音也不再只限制于犹太人。
No longer just among the Jews.
乃是往地极往外邦人的地方传播。
But has begun its spread to the ends of the earth to Gentiles.
如果我们记得在第一章第八节主升天前给门徒的那个的命令。
If we remember in chapter 1, verse 8, the message that the Lord gave to his disciples before he ascended to heaven.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
仇敌的工作
the work of the enemy
反而成为神成全他的旨意的一部分
became a part of God fulfilling his will.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个何等大的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, what a great grace this is.
对于今天的我们，这个原则没有改变过。
This principle had not changed for us.
我们人生所面临的一切都在主的手里面。
All that we face in our lives are in God's hand.
所以呢，有一些事情带来的是悲伤。
So even though some things bring about trouble,
有一些时候是无奈的。
And we are in despair sometimes.
但是我们相信神的话。
But we trust God's word.
在罗马书八章二十八节里面说，我们晓得万事都互相效力。
In Romans chapter 8, verse 28,
我们晓得万事都互相效力。
We know that all things work.
叫爱神的人得益处。
For the good of those who believe.
是什么人呢？
Who love God.
是什么人呢？就是按他旨意被召的人。
Which are those who are called according to his will.
他要在我们的生命当中成全完备。
And he will accomplish in us to perfection.
他要我们在他永恒的旨意里面同享荣耀。
He wants us to enjoy glory together in His will.
盼望主，借着这一些话，借着在我们前面走的弟兄姐妹的路，可以给我们有一点的开启。
May the Lord reveal something to us through these words and through the brothers and sisters who preceded us.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣基督
Dear Lord Jesus Christ,
我们感谢我们赞美你
We thank and praise you.
我们知道我们的一切都在你的手里面
We know that our all is in your hand.
我们的气息我们的存留都在你的手里面
Our breath and our persistence are in your hands.
我们可以把我们一生交托在你的手中
We give our whole lives into your hands.
我们也愿意来跟从你
And are willing to follow you.
我们所求的是像诗歌所说的。
We ask as the hymn say.
我们更多的失去自己的时候，你以你自己来代替。
The more we lose of ourselves, you replace with yourself.
我们愿意生命当中更多的你自己。
May we have more of yourself in us.
因为你就是美好，你就是善。
Because you are good.
你就是能力。你就是恩典。
your power and your grace.
我们何等希望我们的生命里面充满这一些的恩典。
And may our lives be filled with this grace.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
奉耶稣基督的名祈求。
In Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.